Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the new
spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and we have a one. I know I always say this, but today I'm really saying it with a lot of energy. We have a wonderful guest on, and I'm going to bring her on in a minute, Wendy Joy. I'm going to bring her on in maybe a couple minutes because I want to share with my new listeners just what the hell is reality spirituality? What kind of show is this? Who am I? What am I doing on the radio? Reality spirituality is not a religion. It is a show that shares perspectives, different ways, how to. You know, we all know the concepts. This show shares how to remain happy, remain content, remain peaceful, have that personal temperature gauge, I like to say, set at trusting, knowing, flowing, no resistance. And whatever happens in your external world is not going to affect your internal world. In other words, bombs can be flying. People can. You know, I'm actually just using example bombs flying. But what I'm saying is, whatever happens outside, whatever happens during your day, people, circumstances, bank account, relationships, family members, coworkers, cashiers, whatever happens to you is not going to affect your internal state, your internal vibration. And that's what the show is about, teaching, sharing how to remain connected, how to live connected, plugged in to the universe, plugged into the most powerful energy source ever. And in fact, you, my dear listener, you, my dear audience, you are a physical extension of this energy source. You are the universe. You have all of the qualities, have all of the characteristics. You are the universe. So don't walk around here thinking that you're human. You are a physical extension of the universe. And one of my favorite quotes from Abraham is, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. And it is really about the journey. It's the moment by moment. Everything that you experience, actually, what I believe is a spiritual moment, is a spiritual event, regardless of what it is, meaning that there are lessons in every single moment. And the universe is just waiting very patiently. You know how patiently these people are. You know how patiently the universe, the energy of the universe is. I mean, how many billions of years did it take to create the Earth? Billions. So the universe is very patient, and all they're doing is sitting back, legs crossed, hand behind their head, and just patiently waiting for you, my dear listener, to realize what's real and what's an illusion. what's universal and what's man-made. So that's what this show is about. How? And today I'm honored and I'm grateful to have our guest, Wendy Joy. She's worked for 18 years as a speech-language pathologist and in a very prestigious brain trauma center. And, you know, listen, it's like all of us. The universe is tapping us on the shoulder. Okay, this is not what we want you to your journey is going to take you into a different spot. So she began having, you know what, I'm going to just bring her on live because I love when the guests really explain their beginnings. It's actually better than me explaining it or sharing with you. Wendy, are you there? Welcome to Reality Spirituality.
I am. Hi, thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Sorry for the late start. I don't know what happened with time, but we're just like zip, zip, zip. And I mean, oh my goodness, the show's in alive in 1 minute.
Time to go.
Yes, yes. So
you made it.
Thank you so much for being on the show, and thank you for sharing your gifts with my audience. Give me a little bit of background, just a little bit of background of you, the beginnings, where you are, who you are, what happened.
Oh, gosh. Well, before that 18 years in the Brain Trauma Center, I working as a speech pathologist, I had been thrown out of a car when I was 17 and did a flip in the air, landed on the back of my head and rolled onto my back and just threw everything out of alignment. So for the next 20 years, I was in a lot of physical pain. And so my life became about living with that pain and having that kind of became my baseline is okay, you know, life is pain. And then, so that was normal. And then I kind of judged everything beyond that. So the pain just became kind of this background that, that I just,
wow.
just dealt with, but then
wow.
learned.
I mean, what a unique story. I mean, I've never heard that before where part of your life is just living in pain, especially at an early age.
Yes.
I mean, I've heard it later,
yes.
but at an early age, that's
mm-hmm.
really interesting. Keep going.
Well, it was, you know, I kind of quickly learned that either I could just let that define me or I could have a life. And there were so many other things that I was interested in. I just became fascinated by traumatic brain injury and by working with these folks that were going through these catastrophic times in their lives and, you know, knowing that I could help because of my training, you know, what do you want to do? Do you want to crawl up in a ball and cry and say, woe is me, and live there, or do you want to go out and have a life anyway? And that's what I chose. And, in fact, when people would ask me, you know, how you feeling? I'm like, well, I'm great because – again, that was my normal. So then I judged what was great or not great on top of that. So if something, you know, somebody died or something, then things weren't great. Otherwise, the pain was just, in fact, when I wrote, I wrote a book later and part of it was dealing with natural healing and energetic healing and all. And my mom read it. And she came to me like in tears. Here we are, you know, years later. And she said, I had no idea you were in so much pain. Like, there was just no point in going there all the time. When I was pregnant,
wow.
you know, you've been pregnant. You know, when you're pregnant, you don't feel good. You're every muscle and every bone just aches. And there again, it was okay. I can tell when people and people are always asking you, how do you feel? Well, mm-hmm. I didn't feel good. But if I told them that, then I felt worse. Or if I said, you know, I feel great, I would begin to feel great. So I just realized that, you know, you can go and wallow in it or you can move on and you can have a life.
You know what? You know what? What you're saying, I'm sitting here with my mouth hanging open and I am with you 100%, but what you're saying is so important, so mm-hmm. important because number one, choosing at an early age to not really ignore, it's not even about ignoring the pain, but just to shift your way of responding and not letting that define you is so important. And this is really something. Why, you said your mother didn't know, why, this is one of the things I talk about on my show, why would you tell anyone that you're uncomfortable or you are in pain or you don't feel good or you have a headache or you're, you know, in a bad mood. Mm-hmm. Why would you share that with anybody? Why would you do that?
Right? Yeah, well, we want to, misery loves company, right?
Yeah, but so this is just another point. This is just another point that you had this insight not to share. Why would you? Why would you share, quote unquote, bad news with other people?
Ah! Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, keep going.
It's what we do.
Yeah.
Stop doing that.
Keep going.
Right. I had my days that I wallowed. I did. And there were days that I was in so much pain I could not hide it. You know, there were those days on the couch. But when I realized, okay, this is chronic, it was like, okay, let's just move on and let's do all the other things that we're interested in too. But I'm really really happy to say now that I don't have that pain anymore through natural a lot of it, I learned so much. When you talked about, you know, there are lessons to be learned in everything, I learned how to become a healer, and I learned about moving energy through the body. Because what was happening when you get so, now I was physically injured, that was the initial catalyst for things, but then I learned a way of holding my body. We tend to hold our body tight when we're in pain, even if it's emotional pain. We hold our body tight, and that just stops the energy from moving. So you talk about us being an extension of the universe. We are an energetic extension that has this physical body, and it needs to flow. Emotion will just flow. It's only we humans that touch that bruise all the time to go, okay, am I really still mad? Am I really still upset? And we keep going. If someone has died, we keep going, oh, woe is me, woe is me, you know, how a different life would have been and all of that. Well, if we don't keep doing that and we just let the emotion, feel it, let it flow, it moves on through and you don't have to keep bringing it back. Well, I was holding my body so tight because I was in pain that I learned to just trap this energy in me, which then created more pain. And so my journey has been about learning how to make energy flow through the body, first figuring out that that's even what it was. I developed fibromyalgia because of that chronic way of holding my body. And so it was just a matter of learning how to flow that through and break up the blocks.
Yeah, you know what? So there we go. Here we go. So how do you, and I totally relate to what you're saying about, I could, you know, listen, I have the mentally thing full of my mental, but the body, just bringing the body along with it, how do we start letting our body or allowing our body to flow? How do we do that?
There are so many ways. And one, like you said, the mental part is real important too, because then if you're feeling good mentally, your body is going to be more open and you're going to be able to let things flow. Your breath is incredibly powerful. And to me, it just makes so much sense that we are these divine beings or beings from the divine, however you want to think of it, that our tools would be simple. They would just be things that we carry within our own body and that using the world around us, that we don't have to have stuff to do it. We can just breathe. And there are ways of just deeply breathing, pulling it into your body, sending it out through your body, using visualization with that to be bringing the energy in. And I will imagine breathing in and out of a part of my body. Let's say my hip hurt, and I would breathe in and out of that part of my body. And so obviously I'm breathing in through my nose or my mouth, but the focus is there. The energy is coming into that hip and then flowing back out of that hip, and at the same time visualizing whatever is there breaking up and asking to be shown what does this look like. And sometimes it might look like a knot. It might look like a red hot fireball. It might look like a prickly something. And you doing whatever it needs to happen to break that up and to let it flow. And you'll feel it just kind of open and release. So that's a really big way. Putting your hands on it. Some people are very, very natural healers. For me, it didn't open up. I don't think really. I mean, I've always kind of put my hand on things that hurt, so I'm sure I was getting something out of that. I'm sure there was a level of natural healing that was flowing through, but I didn't believe that you could be doing that. So it didn't really open up until I did Reiki, and now I'm a Reiki master teacher, and that's a way of opening up places in your body, for that's the hands, and allowing the energy to flow through and then out from the hands. So there are living in alignment, living in love, is a fantastic way of not just releasing any of that energy. So when I'll give you an example. I have somebody who is very difficult to deal with at work right now. I'm working in a school system. She's very, very difficult. She's a very angry person. And I can look at her from my new perspective and say, those are her wounds, and I honor that. And, you know, great. If you're going to have a bad day and, you know, be angry, great. Enjoy it, you know, just great. And not be impacted by that. But there was a day, it just was last Friday, and she was pushing my buttons and accusing me of things, and it was getting me mad. And I had to step back and go, okay, what do I feel right now? I feel a lot in my body right now, and I'm shutting my body down. I'm closing off areas because I'm not in the flow. If I'm not feeling good in every moment, I'm not in alignment with force. And so I had to go back and first flow that. And you can focus on, so a great way to know where there's any energy trapped in your body is just to think a thought. Think about this person you're mad at. Think about the argument you just had. Think about that embarrassing thing. Whatever it is, you'll feel it in your body. And that's where it's trapped. That's where it's stuck. So you focus on that place in your body and breathe it and flow it through. And you'll feel, you can feel it move once you, and I would do it and do it and do it, and you become more sensitive to it. First do it on faith. Do it on trust, and then later it'll you'll feel it more and more. But you will feel that things will lighten. And I had to get back to that place of being, you know what, I'm going to be in love, in that place of love. I don't mean in love with you, but in love, walking through my day. And so that, and you're not going to pull me out of that. So once you pull me out of that, I lose. It's not a you win or anything like that, but I'm now out of source. And just getting back into that place of how can I deal even with this, it from a place of love. And I am so grateful to have her. And once I realized kind of what was going on, I was so grateful to have this really difficult person to deal with in my life, because it's going to step me up in challenging myself to remain in that place. And that is hard to do.
Okay, you know what? Listen, we must be related. I mean, are you a sister of mine or what? What's going on here? Because
I could tell that when you were doing the introduction. I'm like, oh my gosh, I love this
woman. Yeah, and listen, you just said one of the things I love to ask my guests. Some of them yes, some of them open, some of them are not. When is the last time you got angry? That's one of my favorite questions, and because it's so telling. It's so telling. And I, what I say on the show is you're never angry at that person. You're never really angry at them. It's only because, like you said, not aligned. I say not plugged in. And when you unplug, then yes, you're actually swimming in the ocean with no scuba suit, with no boat. You're just stuck. And but the interesting thing is, you're the one that has the power to plug back in.
Yes.
And all it is just like you said, it's a developed skill. It's just another skill to have, just like you have the skill of reading, you have the skill of singing, you know, musicians. It's just another skill to have of plugging in, plugging in, plugging in. Oh, my God. Thank you for sharing it. Okay, so let's get back to the person that makes you angry. And you even said that you're grateful for them. See, that's what I'm talking about. That's what this show is about. Grateful for these, for me, grateful for these people that sometimes it's just like they tweak and they're really not doing the tweaking. It's me. What I found out is, of course, you know this because you're my sister. What I found out is it's they are actually giving me what I need in this moment, what I need to get to another level, what I need. If I didn't have these irritating, annoying, people in my life, mm-hmm. I couldn't get to another level for me.
Yeah, and I didn't have anybody. Absolutely, I didn't have anybody like that anymore. I have some annoying people in my life, but they couldn't get me anymore. I had gotten to a place where I could just love them, and this person really stepped it up. And I was sitting in my mad, being mad. This was probably more like a month or so ago. Going, how am I going to deal with this? Because I would walk into that building, and I only had to go once a week, and I would feel, I would just immediately tighten up. I'm like, okay, this is not good. And then I just had this epiphany: she will be your greatest teacher. And I was so excited. Now I was like running into that building, going, great, bring it on, and watch me stay in this place. And Friday she got me. And we like
a blind side when you weren't, looking. Keep going.
Uh-huh. And that was fun too. You know, it was. It really was. I'm like, all right. You know, I had to back out again and go, okay, I can do this. But we love to be in that self-righteous place. And in most worlds, there's nobody who would say she was right in what she did. And I could say, she was wrong, and she shouldn't do this to me, and she can't manipulate me like this. And so I can live there if I want, or I can feel good, and it's my choice. And I can still know that there's a manipulation going on, and I can still stay in this place of alignment with my source, and I can feel really good. And then it's just fun. It's just fun. You know, you talked about the bombs going off, and we evacuated. I live in a hurricane zone, and we evacuated a couple of years ago for Hurricane Irene. And my husband was a nervous wreck. And I was like, come on, this can just be fun. Look at us right now. We are fine. We are not in the storm. The wind is blowing, but we are not in the storm. You know, the leaves are falling off, but that's the worst that it's going to get here, and we're going to get rain. We were 4 hours off the coast at that point, and we were safe. Why do I need to feel bad? Why? I don't. This is an adventure. How exciting is this? And he said, well,
so now you're touching on another point, which I love to teach. There is nothing serious. Absolutely nothing. There is nothing serious going on. The universe doesn't look at this and, oh, gee, that's a serious situation. That's what's happening over who knows where. It's not serious. It's really not. That's not a universal energy at all. Seriousness. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's so interesting that you said your husband was whatever he was going through.
Thank goodness he has
you to remind him of that. Does he appreciate that?
Yes, I think sometimes it infuriates him, and another time,
of course,
we can make that choice too. You know, we can make that choice, but other times he's like, okay, tell me more. Keep on talking.
Because
he does know that's the place to live to in alignment, and he didn't want to be there, and it felt really bad. He was willing to be shifted.
I love that. What a fortunate young man he is. I don't even know him, but I'm saying what a fortunate young man to actually have you. And this is one of the things that you're talking about. You're talking about going back to the lady at your wherever you're working. You see her once a week.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I like to say is, you know, you go into a dark room, and you switch on the light, and then the darkness is gone. So we, all of us, we are that light. Be that light. Be that powerful. That regardless of what's going on, you are that light. You are when I say you're an extension of the universe, show these people who you are. Yeah.
Yes.
Right? Come on now.
Yeah. Yes. It was interesting because one of the other teachers came to me this week, and she said to me, I'm having such problems. And she said, I'm angry. And it was over the same person. And so I just listened. And then I gave her some suggestions. And then at the end, and I said, and at one point she had brought up spirituality. And so I said, you know, you brought up spirituality, can I go there? And she said, yes. And I said, well, now imagine we're both staying in that bright light. We're staying in love. And now all year long, we are surrounding this person with love. Now there's two of us. Imagine, she said, imagine what's going to happen to her. Like, yes.
Kick her ass, Wendy.
Yes. Yeah. We're going to feel good, and we may have an impact on her. And now that's not, we're not trying to change anybody or anything like that, but
that's right.
It just might. It just might. It's her, now it, we may be her first experiences of someone dealing with her in love. Clearly something has happened, something bad, something traumatic in her life to create this within her. So I just want to love that part of her, that wounded part.
And right, right.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, it's feeling, it's an interesting, I have someone at my office that 3 years ago, I went on this 40-day vow of silence. I didn't speak for 40 days. And I work in an office where, you know, I don't really need to speak. I can email, I can text, I did all of that without speaking. But this gentleman was, he worked with me, and he actually reported, you know, he didn't like the fact that I was on this vow of silence, and he actually tried to, you know, sent letters all the way up to Sacramento. That's our head office, if you will, and trying to get me to talk. Well, the bottom line is 3 years later, and he's still not talking to me. After the 40 days, I went in his office and I said, you know what? I apologize for any discomfort or anything, but all the work was done. Everything was done, but I really humbled myself and apologized to him, and he still has not talked to me for 3 years. And so last week, and I love to do this, it's kind of being universally messy. And we were in the lobby at the same time, and we were getting ready to go in the elevator. And I never run. I just like stroll these days. But I was running to get to the elevator with him. I wanted to be in that elevator with him alone. And of course, I made it. And I said, well, good morning. How are you doing? I haven't seen you in a long time. And, you know, he's looking up in the air. I'm fine. And I mean, I had this loving conversation with him, and he's still just so unwilling to let go, which is interesting because it's really not about me. It's about what he is attracting, because you talked about being happy in every moment and being plugged in every moment. That's what you're going to be vibrating at, and that's what you're going to be attracting. So why? Of course you want to feel good in every moment, in every situation. Am I right?
Absolutely. And so now imagine how he was feeling. You know, he's always got this. He was feeling something in his body, not just whether it was anger or the emotional part, but there was something physical going on for him too, I would guarantee. And that's stuck energy, and it's where it's not flowing. And I would imagine that he's got other things in his life where that, like you said, the attraction, where that type of energy is still getting stuck too. I kind of think of it as these little tubes, and that tube for him of resentment or whatever it was with you is stuck, and more stuff gets stuck in and stuck in, and we tend to then look at the world as that way. So this woman at my work looks at the world as threatening. I am the least threatening person for her. I can be the biggest ally. But she's primed to look at the world as threatening, and you need to fight back. And that's not the way the world really is. It's not the way she's got great people around her that cannot see it and cannot use it, because she's just not letting that, whatever that initial stuff was, flow.
And the interesting thing, what you said earlier, the interesting thing is, again, I used to, you know, be on this terror. I gotta change him. I gotta help him. I gotta change him. And now I've just let everything go, because that's their journey. It's their journey to live. And all I can do is live my truth and be the example. Be the example of the universe. And whether they are moved by it, they change, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter anymore. I had to let that go too. Other people and wanting them to see the light.
Right, and they may not see it until they've gone a certain amount down that path. If someone had been able to give me a medication that would have taken my pain away all those years ago, I never would have become a healer, and I never would have learned all these things about having my body more healthful. I wouldn't have learned that. And some days I would have said, well, fine, because I really didn't want the pain. But, you know, looking back, wow, you know, it was really worth it.
So, see, that's another thing. Every situation, even you're talking about years of pain and still being able to find good, still being able to find a valuable purpose, you know, changing your perspective, having the perspective that there is something, there is a gift in every moment, regardless of how it appears, it really is a gift.
In rehabilitation, there's a whole body of literature called benefit finding, and we knew that if we could help people to get to the place of being able to find benefits in this catastrophic thing that has happened, then they would be okay. And it was the people that we couldn't move, the people that remained in depression and how terrible everything was, that really just made moving on with everything, the physical pain and the rehabilitation, the speech therapy and all of that, it just made it so much harder. And so when something happens now, like even with my incidents with this lady currently, I immediately go into what's this doing? Why don't I feel good? What is it provoking in me? Why am I feeling this way? What's the good here? There's something I'm missing, that perspective shift that needs to see this in a different light than it is that will make me feel good. And it's not denial. It's not sticking my head in the sand. It's not. It's this other way, like viewing the person as they're having their wounds. They still don't have a right to hurt me. So it's standing in your own power as well. And there are limits and there are lines drawn, but I can still reach out with love. I can understand, even if I don't know exactly what happened, something happened, and I can feel love for her and what she's gone through. But that's my first thing is what's going on here and where do I need to shift so that I can feel good.
I love this. Well, you said something about you still don't have the ability to hurt you. I don't believe anyone can hurt me. I don't believe anyone or any situation can hurt me. It's impossible. How can you hurt the universe? How can you, I mean, you can't hurt me. And if you are, quote unquote, hurting me, it's only my perception. It's only my perception that I need to shift. I was going to talk to you about, this is so juicy, don't you think?
It is, and it's so everyday life.
It's
learning how to navigate those waters. There's a Pleiadian channel, Barbara Marciniak, and I heard her speak a couple of times, and she said that the Pleiadians would tell her, even during the French Revolution, there were people who didn't get their heads cut off. And she didn't know what they meant by that, and that they would say it over and over and over again. And the idea was that if you listen to your intuition and you go inside and get that internal guidance, even in the midst of the hurricane, even in the midst of people getting their heads cut off, you will know where to go and how to be safe. So it's knowing, always staying, but you can't hear it and you can't know if you don't stay in some place of relative calm and alignment within yourself. Otherwise, it can get very hard to hear the voices and hear the guidance and hear even the shift to go this way, don't go that way.
Okay, so share with my audience, what are your ways? What are some of your ways? How do you stay connected specifically? You mentioned earlier about what you think about how do you stay connected?
The biggest one, meditate, meditate, meditate. It is a tremendous tool, and it's just a tool, and there are others, but it is a tremendous tool for self-transformation. And people quit too early because they're expecting things that they expect meditation to be something that it's not. If you're sitting there quietly and your mind is going all over the place, you're still meditating. If you're sitting there and your body just wants to move and wiggle and wiggle, you're still meditating. Just keep on doing it and try to there are ways that you can use to try to pull out of some of that, and it will just fade over time. So if you're, if with the thoughts going and going, and people just quit, I can't do it because, stay with it, keep on doing it, and just try to pull back away from the thoughts. You can still see the thoughts, they're all going, and then just start being this observer and labeling the thoughts. So you might go, oh, look, I'm complaining. Oh, look, I'm organizing. Oh,
yeah.
I'm planning. And just, and it's kind of a nonverbal kind of thing, and just watching them. And you'll fall back into the thoughts again and then pull back out. And every time you can pull back out, you're creating that space. And same thing physically. You can do, oh, watch. Oh, look, oh, man, sharp pain, sharp pain, sharp pain. Oh, tightness over here. And just watching it and letting it go. And breathing through it, but not quitting because of that. Because over time, and there are still days when my body is fidgeting all over the place, and I've got to do some stuff to try to move that energy through, and it's hard to sit there and meditate. But when I watch what has happened, that the meditations have become easier to be able to sit there, and it's that just comes into my daily life. So I can walk into somebody, and I'm calm within myself. And I've got kind of this distance where I can be the observer of things, and I'm not just getting pulled in and pulled in and pulled in. So I've got that space to allow me to see the other perspective, see something in a different way, look for the benefit before going, ow, you hurt me, I'm going to hurt you back.
Mm-hmm.
So I think meditation really is the number one way. And it's a lifelong thing. It's not, you know, meditate this week and next week things are going to be changed. They're going to change. They will. And it's a subtle thing that happens, and it's well worth it.
I love that you're sharing that, because two things. Number one, this evolution, evolving awareness, enlightenment, whatever you want to call it,
mm-hmm.
It is a process. It is a journey. It takes time. I mean, for me, you're talking about years and years and years,
yeah,
and years. So
yeah,
we're not looking at planting a award-winning rose bush. We plant it in fertile soil and stare at it and say, hurry up and grow. Hurry up and bloom. Hurry up. You know, all of this hurry up. It's really about relaxing. I said earlier, nothing serious. Just be patient is patience. I don't know about you, but when I was younger 10 years ago, oh, my goodness, so impatient for everything. I want everything, and I want everything now to change. No. Yeah, just relax with it. And let me say something about meditation, and we have someone that wants to talk to us online, so I'm going to pull them up in a minute. But for me, and I tried the meditation, and for me, this is just works for me. I am not a traditional meditator. I mean, I don't sit and meditate, but what I do is I meditate in the shower. In the shower is my time for meditation. When I'm riding the bus, I take the bus into downtown LA. When I'm riding the bus, it's a 20, I'm meditating then. So I sometimes in the car, sometimes if I'm walking, when I'm walking, I meditate.
Yeah.
So I choose my times to meditate, and it's not traditional. And I just wanted to share that with my audience too, that we're all so different, 7.2 billion people, and some things that are going to work for me or that's going to fit me may not fit someone else.
Right.
So be creative with all of it, audience. Be creative with everything.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Most people they meditate in the morning. I can't. I am ready to get going and get my day started. I used to meditate in the middle of the night. I felt like spirit was waking me up in the middle of the night. And because that, I needed it to be then, even though I hated it because I was so tired and working and all that. But that was when my brain was naturally the quietest, and I could build on that. And now I do a lot of what you're talking about, where you can get into that quiet space no matter where you are, and just trying to cultivate that everywhere.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ooh, I love it. I love it. Okay, so let's see. We're going to bring on, this is area code 856, prefix 776. What is your name? And you are live on Reality Spirituality. Welcome to the show.
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hi. I was wondering if you see me being able to buy a house that I'm looking at. I've been looking at it for a while, and I'd like to see if I'm going to be able to buy it sometime next year, early next year.
Rebecca, do you have an answer for that?
No, I'm going to let you know.
I'm not a psychic. I am a healer. And I would say that, so what I've done, and I do this knowing that you won't allow me to do it if I don't have your permission on some conscious level, but I pulled your energy in as we're talking to see if, because I typically cannot get that type of information, but what I can do is scan your energy and see if there are any blocks anywhere. And I'm stuck at your hips, which for me are about fear. So I would work to, I don't know if you have that, yeah, I can't move any lower than your hips. So I don't know if you've got any fear about this.
I do.
Okay. Then I would just work on clearing that fear, allowing it to flow. So when you think about buying this house, you may feel it somewhere in your body. Do you feel it if you think of it?
I am thinking about the house, yeah.
Okay. And do you feel a tightness anywhere? Because that's where you'd want to work. And not necessarily your hips. They're going to show me hips because that would bring up the fear.
I feel it in my chest.
Okay. So, and that's where you're holding the energy. That's where you're trapping it. And you want to open that up. So anytime you think about this house, just open. And allow the energy to just flow through. So I want you to focus on that tightness that you feel in your chest. Breathe and let it relax and let it flow. And you may feel that it'll now pop up somewhere else, or you might feel that feeling, if you were to rate it on a scale of 0 to 10, is now a little bit less. And you just want to keep on going there, keep on going there, keep thinking that thought until you can think the thought and it just flows. And there is no worry anymore, no fear. And so I would look at those worries and fears, because that's gonna show you the thing that's blocking it from coming in for you, if it is blocked, in fact. And it's going to show you where you need to work. So delve into the fear. And is it financial? Is it I can't handle it? I'm not responsible? Whatever it is. I don't know what it is. And that's where you need to work to allow this house to come in. And then also knowing that this house may or may not be right. I had, years ago, there was a house, we had a handshake, and I was moved. In my head, I was there. And
that's how I am.
My head, I
picture everything that's there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then we lost it. The sister-in-law had actually sold it. She was a realtor, and she had a contract, and we had a handshake, and we lost the house, and I was devastated at that point. This was my house, and I was moved in. Well, not too much longer after that, the perfect house showed up. And I thought that was the perfect house. This was that house and more for us. And so I learned from that, I will never be upset again if I lose something like that, because I will know that the universe has something better. So my mantra is this or more, this or better. So it might be that one, or it might be something even better, or it might come when financially things are that much more set that you can do it and there's no worries, no nothing. So get rid of any sort of attachment to that.
Mm-hmm.
You can still have the dream. You can still be decorating it, but knowing that, and if it weren't to happen, I'm going to be okay. And this or more, this or better will show up for me.
I say this or better, but every time I say that, I'm afraid that when I say that, I'm messing myself up and I'm not going to get what I want.
Well, you know what? Let me throw my two cents in, because I threw my two cents in last week. I'm going to throw in another two cents, so that makes it four now, Laura. You know what? one of the things that I had to learn, and we talked about this, is really surrendering to the universe,
mm-hmm.
and I am not in charge of anything that
mm-hmm.
happens. I do not have the power to make anything happen. And when I think I have the power to make anything happen, that's, for me, I'm stuck. Talking about sticking and feeling, you know, pushing against something, I let it go. Surrender. And you really, when you surrender it all, and the other thing is attachments. You said it, Wendy. Attach
mm-hmm.
to nothing. Nothing. Attachments actually subtract from happiness. Anytime you're attached
mm-hmm.
to something and it doesn't happen the way you want it to happen,
mm-hmm.
The universe is in charge here, sweetie pie. Let them drive. Let them drive. Get out of the driver's seat. Sit in the back seat and let them drive. Again.
Yeah. And when they drive...
Mm-hmm. When they drive, I don't get what I want when I want it.
Well, then, well, guess what? Welcome to life.
Yeah.
Welcome to this life. You think
yeah.
that you're supposed to get what you want when you want it? Are you
it
kidding
would be
me?
Nice if it's just
fun. I'm only laughing because I used to think like that, too. And boy, oh, boy, did it piss me off when I didn't get what I wanted. And wait a minute, universe, don't you know who I am? Don't you know I'm supposed to be getting exactly what I want when I want it? What's wrong with you, universe? Wake up! But it was
right.
me that had to wake up and realize that this, I have no control over what's going on here. Surrender
mm-hmm.
totally. Trust and surrender and relax.
And I really feel like when you do that, and it's very scary to do that. I used to surrender and go, oh, but wait, you know, don't do this. Oh, but wait, don't do that. But when I found that when you surrender, you will be taken to your passion. You'll be taken to exactly what you're supposed to be doing. And there's a huge bunch of people in this world right now that are very depressed because they don't have that passion in their life. And they're, what's my purpose? What's my purpose? It used to be that we didn't seem to need to be on purpose so much. And now the energy has shifted so much that it's pushing us into, it's got to be purposeful. And we've got to find that purpose. And you will be taken there. And it might not look like what it is that you think it is. But it's going to be fantastic.
It's going to be better than what you can even
yes.
dream.
Yes. Yeah. You'll limit yourself.
Yeah, you're the cutest person. You're just the cutest person. You want it, you want it. But I want what I want when I want it, and nah.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, Laura, okay. Here we go. We have another caller. And this area code 915 prefix 216. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. What's your first name? Hello? Hello? Okay, well, they were live, and now they're on mute. That's the way we do it here.
mm-hmm.
Wendy,
yes.
you mentioned energy. Okay, what do you feel? What do you feel with my energy? Just lay it out. I don't care who's listening. Lay it out.
I just have to shift from. I just pulled that last person in. So if they're listening, there's a shift out of balance. That all I can say is my hands were being moved to the side. So let me pull.
Well, yeah, she's still Laura. Did you want to say more things?
No,
did
not
you want...
Laura. Not it wasn't. No, it wasn't Laura. It was the new caller.
Oh, the new caller. Okay.
It was the new caller. Okay, so let's. So what I do now is I'm scanning.
Scan.
And sometimes I'm shown what. It's not always what you think that I would be shown. It's not always the big thing that's going on. Sometimes it's just it's something different. I would say also something at the hip. There's something mid, whether it's lower belly. and I'm being drawn right. And I just got anxiety in my chest. So I don't know what to do with those, but that's what I feel.
Anxiety.
No, it's left. It's on my hand. It's my right hand, but it's on the left, out on that hip. So that's female. And then I feel an anxiety in my chest.
Hmm.
That just came up out of the blue.
It's interesting.
I know, because it's something that you're not about that.
No.
Can it be something older? Can it be something older that's,
yes,
tied to the feminine?
Something
that maybe could show up. Mm-hmm.
Yes, something might be older, but I'm just feeling lighter and lighter and lighter with every day.
Beautiful.
I definitely have a body because I've been exercising. I've been teaching exercising for Jesus over 30 years, and my exercising is really hardcore. I can be a lot, I could be a lot more flexible than I am. I'm really very just hard,
yeah.
Just tight,
mm-hmm.
tight,
mm-hmm.
tight. And I know that about myself. I've wanted to relax my body more, and it's just boot camp mentality. I taught psycho last night. I mean, it's just this hardcore type of exercising. And so what's happened with my body is it is tight, and it's not as loose as I know that it could be. I'm not as flexible. And the breathing, I definitely can. My son is a yogi, and when he visits me, he says, "Mom, your breathing is very shallow." So, yeah, I can work on that too. Just deeper breaths, and stretching more. But for me, honestly, unless I'm teaching it, I really don't do it. So I need to make that shift.
I'm at left hip. That left hip energetically is showing me as big. It's so that energetically it's showing me that. So I would just look at if there's something old, maybe tied to a feminine, and maybe tied to, so it could be mother, mother is also spirituality, more the feminine tends to be. So if there's something old there that would have produced anxiety, I would just work to clear that. Go into that.
Okay, how do I clear that?
Well, I would ask to be shown what that
mm-hmm.
is.
Mm-hmm.
And again, always, maybe I'm wrong. You know, this is my interpretation of what I'm feeling. So
mm-hmm.
I would go, let's see, hips are about fear for me, so that could be involved. It could have been something old and scary. Maybe when you felt unsafe, that would have produced an anxiety. A fear maybe that would have been felt in the chest. That's where I'm feeling it, is like right at the heart-ish kind of heart chakra kind of level. That makes me want to take some deep breaths to clear it. And I would do exactly, if you know what that is or you hit on what that is, then go into that place. We tend to bury stuff
mm-hmm.
and we don't like to think those things because they make us feel bad. So we just try not to feel bad and we try not to think them. But you go back into it, feel it again because it's there anyway, and you let your body show you where it is. And then you take deep breaths to feel that place and then let that flow. So you allow it to flow wherever it needs to. So don't try to force it down and out. It might go that way. It might come up and out of shoulder. It might come up and out the top of your head. You just watch it. So it's good mm-hmm. if you can get real quiet. Take those deep breaths, feel that, and you keep on thinking it until it gets down from a whatever number it's at down to a zero. And if you can keep on going, you want to even get it up into the pluses. So now thinking this thing only expands you. It's
mm-hmm.
Totally gone energetically from your body. And then that's when things just become stories. they're a part of your history. They're what made you, but they're not, they don't define you anymore, and they don't attract any more of that to you. And so that number's just generic. Mm. It's generic for anybody. I don't know what it is for you. And that's the beauty with working with me. I am psychic to a point. I typically will get you the energetic answer to something that might be going on or what the universe wants to show you at that point. But the beauty of working with energy is you don't have to tell me a thing, and you can still work on it and allow it to go through, and I can assist in helping to move that energy through. And that's the beauty of, you know, people will come and they'll say, and I'll bring up something that maybe looks like a sexual abuse or something that was so horrific that they don't want to deal with it, they don't want to talk about it, and they say, you know what, I've dealt with this for years on the couch, and you're telling me it's still here. I'm like, yeah, well, energetically, there's still something left there, but we don't have to go into any of the details anymore. We don't have to do any of that. That's the beauty of energy work, and we can just allow that remnant of it to just flow through.
I love that. I love that, that mm-hmm. there, you really don't have to go back. Energy work is just, it's so pure, and it's just, mm-hmm. it's who we are. We are energy. We are energy. Mm-hmm. And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to lay down and say, hey, whatever, just, you know, mm-hmm. get me, take me, you know what, honestly, even asking the universe for me, asking for stuff, just what I really ask for every morning, because I'm a morning thing, I get out and, you know, go outside and look at the stars before the sun comes up, and I just mm-hmm. say, bring me closer to you, bring yes. me closer to that universal energy, that universal, just bring me closer. That's all I want. That's it.
Yep.
And
yes.
I don't want nothing, you know, and that's, and when they bring me closer, believe me, it's, sometimes it's kicking and screaming and no, this is going to bring me closer.
Yes.
No, thank
yes.
you. But.
Yes. Yeah. Sometimes it's bringing this mean teacher into your life.
Sometimes it's bringing Laura's house that she wants when she wants it. I mean, this yeah. feeling of wanting. I mean, they can't feel good. They can't feel good wanting something mm-hmm. and it's not happening. It can't feel mm-hmm. good.
Right.
Can
yes,
you believe we've come to the end of the hour? I can't even believe that.
Wow.
What a great conversation.
Wow. This was fun.
A lot of fun. Okay, share with my audience where they can find you, your website, and how they can contact you, and please.
They can, yes. They can find my website at wendydroy.net, and there's information about healing sessions there, and there is information on my book, which is called Clear Channel, A Guide for the Newly Awakening, and it's talking about all of the different phenomenon that people experience in this awakening time and this awakening energy. You can jump on Facebook, which is / Wendy Joy Author, and there on the 9th of every month I do distant energy work on the entire group, and then typically Spirit will give me a message that I post on the 10th, and all you have to do is just like the page and you'll be included in on that energy work every month. And you can also find me at Twitter at WendyJoy111. And just lots of great ways to connect. I also used to do a radio show called Bringing the Light, and at bringingthelight.podomatic.com you can find some of the old shows. And I do a current column in Bella Spree magazine at BelleSprit. It looks like Spirit, but it's not. It's Bella Spree, one eye is missing.com, and there are lots of articles there about all kinds of things related to the Ascension, and it's the overall title is Ascension Tips, but there's all kinds of things on dealing with the sleep issues that are going on, and energy and clearing energy, and all kinds of good stuff. And usually I let Spirit guide me about what that article is to be about that month.
Uh-huh.
Lots of good stuff.
Spell that again, BelleSprit.
It's French.
Okay. So that's where you're writing. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a great magazine. It's not my magazine, but all kinds of stuff to do with every aspect of spirituality.
I love that. Mm-hmm. I love that. And then you said on Facebook, you're at Wendy Joy Author.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so you said the 9th of each month, I'm reading the 9th of each month, you have a free distant energy work on the 9th, and then you post it on the 10th. I love that. Thank you so much for being on Reality Spirituality, Wendy. I really enjoyed everything that you offered, everything that you shared, and thank you for your honesty and your openness and your stories and just relating with my audience. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So we are going to, this is the end of the hour, and I want to thank my audience for being on or listening to Reality Spirituality. Join me again tomorrow, where it's just going to be me and the audience, and you know, call in with your questions, with your challenges, with your journey. Reality Spirituality is really here for the listener. It's here for the listener to get answers. Here is for the listeners to get how-tos. And I love connecting with my audience all over, with people from all over the world. Now, if you want to get in contact with me, you can go to my website, which is RebeccaNorrington.com, RebeccaNorrington.com. And you can also, if you want to sign up for my free monthly newsletter, you can do that at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. You can follow me on Twitter at RLNorrington. And Reality Spirituality has a Facebook page. Go to Facebook Reality Spirituality and like the page. And before I leave you, I want you to remember who the hell you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving, you're always changing, and you're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient, and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. Let's connect again tomorrow. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLN?
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Good now.
Get real good.
Get
spiritual.
Now,
get
what I'm about to
get real.